Hey, it's Brett.
Hey. So, hey. I thought about what I had and realized I should have done my homework first. Because between you and Tracy, you all are out a bunch of Mondays.
Yeah, this next Monday is it's tough on my schedule. But yeah. And then on the 19th, we have Academy. So the week of the 19th, Monday through Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're all booked up. But if you start looking at like the 26th, that should be more accurate.
Okay, yeah.
Like in a month.
Right. Yeah, so what I'm thinking is that we can just work a lot of progress through email. We're going to have to.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose this time. So, yeah, we can
do it. And I figure you and I are probably going to talk the most.
Right. Right. Okay.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking so, because Tracy's out a couple Mondays as well. Even that 26th Monday, she's out. See. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's on vacation.
Yep. Yep. Sure is.
So yeah, maybe in like, I don't know, February you should start looking.
Is that Tracy?
That's Tracy.
Yeah, I just realized that I might have put my foot in my mouth when I suggested moving this meeting, because both you and Brett are out for the most of this month on Mondays.
Oh, that's funny. I'm actually looked like I was not in on Monday. I am in on Monday.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Lauren had just put something on my calendar. Lauren's out.
Okay.
And she marked it as out of office, so I just updated that.
Okay, cool. All right. So then, yeah, I'll just set up something for Monday at 9. I think Dave has a conflict, but I think we're good. So what I was talking with Brett about, because this is probably the only one we'll be able to get in before the end of the month, that we'll just handle the rest of the work through email and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of work we got to get done, and I don't want to, you know, lose any more time this month. So I will work up a lot of email-based tasks to make sure we're aligned. Now, one of the big things that we had talked about early on was around the alignment of our curriculum with the company branch side curriculum and their redesign launch. So I talked with the designer that's the primary on that one, and they're not scheduled to launch their redesign until April. So I don't know realistically if that's what we want to do. I can tell you that to get it done holistically the way we're planning to do it, it will take about that long, a few months. At least that through the end of this quarter and early next quarter to at least wrap our portion up. But if we want to align any of the content with the launch of the redesign, then April is their launch window.
Well, would it be hard for us to launch, and then when we see their new stuff, we can just kind of pick and choose and swap some stuff out? Is that something we could like do like in a week?
I think so, but of course we'll have to look at, and I'll try and get it to you as early as possible. You have to look at, what are we replacing? Is it a 1-to-1 replacement? Or is it, you know, 1-to-100 where we're replacing it, but we're replacing more than one, for example? Or are there some gaps? Because that's always the question we have when we start switching in and out curriculum. What are we actually switching out with? So that's a good thought, but we just need to be realistic in our expectations.
Hmm. So you're saying we would probably launch in March anyway?
Based on our current progress, that's what I'm thinking. And I'm talking first week of March.
Mm-hmm.
And that's primarily, and another thing I haven't talked to my manager about is the impact on of tax season on our launch. So I have to talk with him and find out what, if any, impact there will be. But what I'll do first, though, is look at getting you all a very skeleton of a learning plan, so that you can see my rationale behind our timing and where we are, and then we'll go from there. But that's just me projecting based on where we are right now, and what I believe has to be done by that by the time that we're looking at. That's why I'm looking at the end of February, early March, for that launch window.
And the new curriculum for the branches, are you talking about a launch of the branch manager, the FC training?
Yeah, everything. Their entire curriculum, as I understand it, yes.
They're doing all of theirs.
Correct.
All at the same time.
Correct.
Gotcha. And do you know if they're redoing a lot of the trainings, or it's just reconfiguring their layouts?
Give me a sec. I may be able to share something with you that I just got from her. BN content project. So give me a sec. Let me do this. I will share my screen with you, and you can watch me navigate. Let's see. She said BN content project. Oh, there it is. All right. Let's see what she's got in here.
Doesn't look like they got very far.
Oh, here we are. Okay. Just had to be on the right tab. All right. And this is just their curriculum, where they are, the new pieces they have. At a glance is a kind of a job aid, essentially saying what they can expect, and it's a recap of the orientation, the FC guide, and the client central guide. Competitive intelligence is a new area, and then we get down to FC Live, which we don't have an equivalent of right now. It looks like that's where they're making most of their changes.
Yes, it looks like most of the stuff is in FC Live.
Right, right. Let's see, new lessons. We already said competitive intelligence, so that's the newest piece there. Let me go back to, let's see, BNE onboarding draft, prospecting is something I'm helping with. That's new.
What do they have on prospecting? What are you guys going into on that?
Right now, let me get my notes, because that's actually my project. What it is, how to do it, and one of the things, just to give you an idea, and I think we briefly talked about it a little bit, is that we have different people with different skill sets coming to the firm. And we're asking them to do prospecting, whereas some of them may have natural networking skills, some of them may have formally trained networking skills, some of them actually have no clue what is that, never done it before. Whereas on your side of things, you know, most of your people come with some measure of networking skills and social skills and ways to embed their themselves into the local community, because those are the characteristics you all look for anyway before you even get them on board. So there's a leg up in terms of yours. So that's what the prospecting is. And so my guess, based on what I know, is that we would actually probably pick up right here with the prospecting best practices. Essentially, you know prospecting, you know how to grow a business, but here's are some things that we do in terms of best practices here at Schwab, and then here's some activities to support that.
Yeah, I think that could be helpful, and anything that goes into how to use Schwab tools for prospecting would be helpful.
Right, okay. Let's see. And I think all these others are the same. Positioning, roles, and these aren't firm yet, but this is where we're looking. Positioning in terms of the different tools to meet the needs. Roles and responsibilities in terms of working not only with yourself but with your team, and then with partner supports, which we then lend into right there, a whole section on partner support, the Sun diagram, how that works, and then how does that tie into performance. And that's one of the areas I don't think we've talked about at all, or if we even want to cover in our training curriculum, how comps and performance and all these other types of things are covered. I know we briefly talked about the scaling model in terms of 150% down to 100, down to 75, to 50, to 0, in terms of how Schwab supports the IBs.
Yeah, I don't think we need anything on like compensation or their performance, because that is just exhausted in the onboarding before they actually sign. They go through so much of that because it's a contract.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. That's good to know. Okay.
And our model's pretty simple on how they get paid, because it's just like a straight revenue model, so there's not much to really figure out.
Right. Okay. And then marketing events is a new one. We just did prospecting. Let's see. We already talked about planning tools. And Schwab Models 3.0 is something that's new across the board, the asset allocation and advice. I'm not sure how in-depth you all get with the model.
What do the SPCs do with the Schwab Model 3.0? Because I thought only SPC is utilizing that, really, in terms of client conversations.
Right. But it is, at least to my knowledge, growing beyond SPC. How that's growing beyond, I don't know yet. But I know it's coming. But I can certainly find out for you.
Sure. Because if they're putting it into the FC's curriculum, it probably is something that we want to consider too. They need to be able, if the FCs need to be able to talk to it.
Right, right. Okay. All right. So what I will do then is go ahead and work up that plan, so you all can see that, and we will plan to.
Kind of answer your question, I think that, you know, if they do redo some trainings, we'd probably want to swap them out, and if there's some new helpful information that we don't even cover in ours that mm-hmm. they're creating, mm-hmm. we'd probably want to add that. But
okay.
I don't have any idea on how much work is involved in just kind of popping some stuff in, you know.
Right.
Like when you're looking at your My Training and there's 8 boxes with different trainings in them in the whole curriculum.
Right.
I don't know how much work is involved in creating another one of those boxes or adding another couple activities.
Sure, sure. Okay. So what I'll do then in the learning plan is include that. I'll include go with what we have as is, updated, of course, where it makes sense. And then I will go with projected if we decide to include, when the time comes and we decide to include the new company branch side curriculum, what it would take to get that implemented, so I can include that.
Cool.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Tracy, any thoughts from you?
Nope, this is all Brett's.
All right, you're making sure.
Brett's role here, so.
No problem. All right, good deal. Look for an email from me Monday that will have that. And again, we'll go for the rest of the month. We won't have a meeting scheduled per se, but we'll just check in through email. All right?
Sounds good. Thanks, Wesley.
All right. Thank you all for your flexibility.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right. You do the same. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.